All right, so we are live in studio with Alex Tanney, who, if you don't know, went to Lexington High School and then on to Monmouth College, where he made a fantastic video that Archie J just watched for the very first time, the trick shot video that ended up going viral. How many numbers were on that just recently, just out of curiosity?
Is that 4 million?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Could be 4 billion by now.
4 million and threes.
And because of that video and his overwhelming success at Monmouth College, got picked up undrafted by the NFL to start working on practice teams and fight his way into quarterback spots. And over the years, how many teams have there been? Let's see, Tennessee Titans, Dallas.
Yeah.
Missing somebody. I'm missing a whole bunch.
You're
of teams.
You're missing quite a few.
How many other teams were there?
We went from Kansas City to Dallas,
right?
To Cleveland, to Tampa, to Nashville, to Buffalo, to Indy, back to Nashville.
So the man who has touched everybody's playbook is now finally getting the respect that you deserve down in Tennessee, and all of the sportscasters that have been talking about next season, even though we've got still the Super Bowl to come and playoffs this weekend, are saying the odds are you're going to be the backup QB for Tennessee Titans next year. When will you find out that reality?
I mean, that'll just be the whole process of the offseason. Mm-hmm. I think I've been slowly kind of crawling up the depth charts and working my way up the depth charts. Like you said, being undrafted from a small school, came in as a fourth quarterback. You're just fighting for reps every year, and I think that I'm slowly working my way up. I think this offseason I'm going to be presented an opportunity to win the job as the backup quarterback. I hope that's the case, and I guess to answer your question, that'll be something that'll be revealed in the preseason.
Now, the good news is Tennessee has already re-signed you, so that's a given. So
yeah.
You're in Tennessee for the next 2 years.
Yes, I am.
Yay! Because yeah. I know you and your wife are happy down there. You got a house. Life is good. There's no babies on the way. I haven't missed any memos,
no,
right?
No,
okay,
not
just asking. Your mom did not text me and say, ask him. All right, so now you're in the off season, and you got to catch up on life because you've been busting your butt down in Tennessee. So tell me about the Tanney Passing Academy, which you and your dad are doing in February.
Yeah, so this will be, I think, the fourth year now. We've brought it back to the Bloomington area. It's the 19th of February. That's a Sunday. Grade 7 through 11, quarterbacks and receivers. We were talking earlier, we've had the chance to work with kids now coming from, eighth grade, and we've worked with kids for 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. We've seen those kids go on and continue to play. We have a kid at Murray State, a kid over in Iowa, a kid at Northwest Missouri State. So we're just trying to give kids a baseline of where they're at and then give them drills, technique work, fundamental type stuff.
And work with both passers and receivers.
Yes, quarterbacks and receivers. And then, like I said, trying to give them those tools so then because we're only working with them for a four-hour session. So when they go home, they can take that stuff that we've taught them and then kind of continue to work and give themselves an opportunity to have success.
So you're coaching with your experience plus your dad, who's a great football coach, his experience. Is that whole coaching thing starting to rub off on you, Alex? Because I want you to have a very successful NFL career. You were awesome in the games that we got to watch you play in last year, and I have great hopes that you're going to someday make it to the number one spot. But there is a day that will come down the road. Do you think you might want to coach?
Yeah, I mean, that's the plan, to play as long as I possibly can. Hopefully that's, quite a few more years. But I think I've kind of realized the last few years that when I'm done playing, I think coaching is what I want to get into. And I've kind of bounced, not really sure what level I want that to be at. I'm kind of bounced up and down, most likely at a college university.
Because you're an NFL quarterback, will that give you the opportunity to skip some of the lower steps on the ladder?
Well, I think so. I think it's definitely beneficial. And you've mentioned all the playbooks that I've had the chance to
when
work with.
When I was in Indy, when I was in Kansas City,
that's also beneficial because I've heard the terminology from a lot of different perspectives and different systems throughout the NFL, and a lot of that stuff trickles down to a smaller effect at the college level.
I keep forgetting, Archie J, you are live right now.
I am live right now.
And if people want to ask a question of Alex Tanney, how would they do that?
Well, I'm live on Facebook, like you just said, and I already posted the question within the Facebook Live situation. Okay. Just like if you have a question for Alex Tanney, icon superstar here, NFL quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Wannabe icon superstar.
Just, wannabe icon.
Just hit the Facebook comment.
speaking of music, we always see every player wearing headphones or earbuds or something before, during, after the game. What's the music that you're using for your
warming
ritual?
Up.
Yeah, when you're warming up, you're getting pumped.
I got into like some EDM. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Sorry. No judgment,
no,
man.
We got guys that listen to it in the okay. I love your response.
Really?
We got some guys that listen to it. I never really listened to it. Listened to it in the weight room, and
well, is it
we
easier saw because there's no lyrics?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's good, like, lifting
yeah.
music.
Sure, you know yeah. what I mean? No, I get you.
And we had a group of guys that we saw the Chainsmokers.
The Chainsmokers.
They were down in Nashville, and we went and saw them.
We play them all the time.
Closer. Here.
Yeah.
Yes, and it was a heck of a concert. So, I mean, growing up, I was more of a country guy in college and stuff. But, yeah, I just recently.
All right. like, I'm sorry, I just... You took me by surprise. I was expecting
awesome.
A little Wayne. Maybe, I don't know.
Nah, nah.
Maybe a little Luke Bryan upbeat, but...
Yeah.
That's
happening.
Sure.
When you're at this level, are there people that are coming to you and saying, hey, wear my stuff. Hey, listen to my music. Hey, I want you to, you know, be my fan because you're you.
I get a tiny amount of like free stuff from. I'm not at that level yet.
We definitely got
guys that are at that level. But yeah, I'm not quite there yet.
I'm looking at your hat right now.
Yeah,
mark
yeah.
of a.
Yeah, I was. Looking
it's a ring company, like the little rubber rings.
Yeah. Oh. Do you wear one of those?
Yeah,
is it safer?
I do.
My husband wants one of those.
Yeah.
Because
so I'm not wearing my wedding ring at work and stuff, so I'm working out or on the practice field.
That's nice.
Yeah. Because he's a drummer and he does construction, and both reasons are dangerous for him. So I'm always wearing his wedding ring just because I'm like, well, I'm tired of this sitting on the counter. I spent a lot of money on this.
Right.
But the rubber rings are a really big deal. So they gave you the hat too?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nicely done. All right, more questions with Alex Tanney. We'll see if they come through on the live video, which you can watch on Facebook after this. Right now. All right, just a couple more minutes here with Alex before he's got to go be a pro QB. Again, any questions rolling in on Facebook Live right now?
Yeah, no, not right now.
All right,
people are watching. People are creeping, but they're not saying anything.
Because he's pretty. he's pretty. I've always wanted to ask this question. I can ask this of Alex because you know I love you no matter what. You are not a bad-looking man. And I have an Illuminati theory about how things work in the NFL that you've got to be semi-seriously good-looking to get the number one QB spot. Has this ever been something you've seen reflected in other players?
No, I've never heard of that conspiracy theory either.
No,
it's
really?
Interesting.
I'm the only one
no, I mean, I don't know.
Because we've never seen a really doofus-looking quarterback.
Oh, that escalated.
I mean, seriously, there have been some that haven't been as cute as others, but for the most part, they're usually pretty.
You pay attention to that?
Nice
you,
looking.
No, like,
and the better looking they are, the more attention they get.
Yeah, that's true.
And that works well for the NFL.
I mean, I think
the
better quarterback you are, the more attention you get. It doesn't hurt if you're also.
But to even ever get the quarterback spot in college or sometimes in high school, you don't see the goofy looking people getting the job. Right?
I don't know. I've never.
I do not know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying. All right, Tanney Passing Academy. It's February 18th. When do the kiddos need to sign up, or their parents need to get them signed up?
Normally, this camp fills up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
We're trying to limit it to around 40 kids, so we're keeping one-on-one attention with each kid.
So they can start signing up today.
Yeah, registration's been open here for the last few weeks, and then I think we guarantee. A spa and camp T-shirt 2 weeks prior to the 19th.
Very, very cool. So we have Alex Tanney, Tennessee Titans, currently on vacay, but maybe going to the Super Bowl, maybe not.
Maybe
staying home watching it on TV, having some friends over, having some nachos. What food, last question I have is dumb.
Oh.
What food are you now enjoying that you can't have during the regular season because you got to be in tip-top condition?
It's actually reversed. So I have a tough time maintaining weight. So I tend to eat not as healthy during the season to keep my weight up.
Gotcha.
And then I've actually just started to eat clean again starting this past week. So it's kind of opposite, I guess, of what you would think.
Have you been losing pounds in the off season already?
I went paleo about nine or 10 days ago.
How much do you miss sugar?
It's hard.
Because that's a real big cleanse.
It's just
to go
the
through.
Carbs in general that I just never feel.
So what are you full. Missing the most right now, food wise?
Like pasta and bread and stuff like that. It's killing me.
So we shouldn't talk about pizza.
No, that's not.
So how long will you stay paleo before you start back on?
Well, it just kind of it depends on how much my weight's going to fluctuate. Okay. And I just started getting back in the gym and stuff this past week, so it'll be modified depending on where I'm at weight rise.
Well, I'm glad things are working out well for you. I'm glad you're happy.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you are kind enough to come back to your hometown area and share the love with everybody, because we're real excited to watch Tennessee Titans football up here, which nobody has ever said before. And I think you're fantastic on the field. So I hope all of the bells and whistles and everything get rung for the season, and your backup QB, and Marcus just decides he's bored and doesn't want to play this week, and things work out well. But in the meantime, Alex Tanney, congratulations.
I really appreciate
it. Tell your dad and your mom we said hey, and we'll talk to you again here soon on WB&Q.